Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, observing the anarchy on the streets of Bogota and the question why and why now. It is a pandemic. Worldwide, there's been disorder for more than a year, especially to learn that winter coming on in South America, that without adequate vaccines, there's reason to believe there'll be more threat from the variants that are now sweeping the globe. All these things can explain unrest. But there's one element that puzzles, because I do not see it routinely in the reporting. Senator Cabal has told us over weeks that there's reason to believe there are provocateurs in Colombia from Venezuela, hired provocateurs or provocateurs who hire people in Colombia to protest. This was true for the city of Cali recently. Joseph, I come to you on this because it's not in the news. It's logical. What interest would Caracas have in hiring or paying for provocateurs to go into Colombia, especially along the border region, which I understand is wide open with gunfights between warlords, many of them fueled by drug smuggling? So how does Caracas gain turning Colombia into anarchy?
So the biggest benefactor of everything that's going on in Colombia, whether it's the current crisis of the protests or it's the border conflict by the dissidents of the FARC and the armed forces of Venezuela, whatever it is, the weaker the Colombian state becomes, the more divided the Colombian society gets, the more benefits it is to the Maduro regime, because they are looking to capture Colombia in an asymmetric fashion, meaning that they're not looking to invade Colombia with their armed forces, as we would have seen in the early part of the 20th century or the 19th century before that. But what they're looking to do is destabilize Colombia to the point that Colombia becomes so weak that they can prop up a political candidate that's to their favor. And there's our specific congressmen in Colombia that are very close to the Maduro regime and have those type of connections. So on the two different crises, on the national protest crisis, there's obviously a lot of what we talked about a minute ago with all the disinformation that's going around that's delegitimizing the police forces and saying, kind of spreading a message that the Colombian government cannot protect its citizens. They cannot establish a security and stability in the country. Now, that benefits what the Maduro regime is trying to have the international community perceive. On the border is a little bit more complex, but it's also equally worrisome, because on the border you're seeing essentially a fight over the control of the cross-border drug trade. On one side, you have the Maduro regime's military, the military forces that are positioned on the border. And then the other side, you have the dissidents of the FARC, which are a narco-terrorist group based in Colombia. Now, you would look at that, and the first reaction might be, okay, well, this looks like just infighting among narco-terrorists that are fighting over control of the illicit drug trade. But what you see is that what this conflict on the border, what it allows the Maduro regime to do is it gives them two big benefits. A, it allows them to augment their support that they get from abroad. They get more armament from Russia. They get more money from China. They get more abilities to position themselves along the border to be able to have a strategic advantage against Colombia. The second benefit they get is they get to legitimize their efforts at fighting against narco trafficking. And this is the message that Maduro is trying to bring to the international community. He's saying that although he's accused of being a narcotics trafficker by the United States and other countries, he has an indictment by the Department of Justice for running a government-run cartel called the Sons Cartel or Cartel de los Soles. Despite the fact that he is an indicted drug trafficker, he's making a message to say, I'm not the drug trafficker. the drug traffickers are in Colombia. I'm fighting the drug traffickers. This is kind of similar, John, to what we saw with Iran. Do you remember when Iran would try to legitimize itself in counterterrorism by saying they're fighting against terrorists when they were clashing with ISIS a few years ago? This is kind of similar in that sense, that they're using the FARC as a way to legitimize their fight against narco-terrorism when in fact they are the narco-terrorists. So these are two clear benefits.
Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. We will continue because there's trouble in Peru facing a presidential election. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.